last year or two at GE Research Labs, Dick Stearns and I became very much interested in trying to establish quantitative laws which would govern the complexity of computation. How much time, how much memory is needed in computations. And try to classify computations by their needed resources. And there was a little bit of preliminary work, but very little. And so somewhere around 64 or somewhere in there, we started working on it, and to our very great surprise discovered that indeed there were beautiful mathematical theories, you know, which you can develop about the complexity of computations.
Okay.
And so then we wrote one of our, well, not our, but I think a very important paper, which appeared around 64, 65, on the computational complexity of algorithms. And just about everything I, well, I've done lots of other things in between, but my main interest and almost all of the NSF research support has been in development of what's called now computational complexity.
Right. When you say called now, what...
Well, we named the field. Stearns and I...
Could you spell his name, please?
Richard E. Stearns, S-T-E-A-R-N-S.
Okay.
By the way, I will put some marks in my Peter, so that you can spot.
All right, yeah, maybe I'll just let proper nouns go for now, and then if I need more assistance, I'll try to pick it up later.
Yes.
Okay.
And so, you know, in 65, I came to Cornell to start the computer science department, and then probably very soon after I arrived, applied for NSF support and to continue and develop further the work in computational complexity.
Now, did you have a specific problem that you were working on, or did you just want...
Oh, I had, you know, many interesting problems. We tried to solve problems which still haven't been solved. You know, how hard is it to recognize whether a number is prime or not? And that is a very vital problem for many, many cryptographic problems and so on.
Right. Well, did that application exist at the time? I feel that that's a development from the 70s.
We, our interest in that was just a very broad kind of understanding, you know, how to measure complexity of computations.
Right.
And how to determine, how to get results about them. And at that time, Manuel Blum of MIT was writing also a dissertation on computational complexity. And his branch is called, you know, abstract or axiomatic computational complexity. And ours was labeled as, you know, my grant titles indicate automata-based or concrete complexity theory. Basically, it's not built from axioms, you know, which complexity measures have to satisfy, but built around measuring the amount of resources the machines consume.
Right.
So basically, defining the Turing machine as a basic model and then exploring how much resource it takes.